USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
Charles III officially proclaimed King of Britain. He spent 7 decades as the heir apparent, officially becoming king when his mother, Queen Elizabeth II, died on Thursday. His Majesty paid tribute to her in a speech.
My mother's reign was unequaled in its duration, its dedication, and its devotion. Even as we grieve, we give thanks for this most faithful life.
Charles's eldest son, Prince William, now the heir apparent to the throne, he and his wife, Princess Kate, assumed the titles of Prince and Princess of Wales. In a short statement posted to Instagram, William said, "While the world lost the leader, he has lost the grandmother," adding that he will honor his grandmother's memory by supporting his father in every way he can. The Royal Palace says the funeral for Queen Elizabeth will take place on Monday, September 19th at Westminster Abbey. The Kremlin says it's pulling back troops from two areas in Ukraine's Kharkiv region, where Ukrainian counteroffensive has made great strides in the past week. The news comes days after apparent advances by Ukraine and what's considered the biggest battlefield success for them since they thwarted a Russian attempt to seize the capital Kyiv at the start of the war nearly 7 months ago. UAW members are on strike at the Stellantis casting plant in Kokomo, Indiana. They're concerned about health and safety, including the company's alleged refusal to repair and replace the plant's HVAC system. The 35-acre facility makes parts that are used in the powertrains of Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, and Ram vehicles. 5 people in New Zealand are dead after the small boat they chartered capsized in what authorities believe may have been a collision with a whale. 6 other people aboard were rescued. They were in stable condition at a local health center. A police spokesman says the bodies of the deceased have been recovered. The accident is under investigation. You are listening to USA Radio News.
You know, it's true. Difficult times have a way of focusing us. We have to think about what matters most when it comes to our spending, our health care. No doubt. This is why so many people are joining MediShare right now. MediShare is a trusted way to save up to 50% on your monthly health care costs. More than 400,000 people have already made the switch. It's pretty obvious why, too, especially now during this challenging season with healthcare costs and out-of-pocket expenses going up. MediShare can save you a lot of money. The typical family saves $500 a month. And MediShare is a Christian healthcare sharing ministry that's worked beautifully for 29 years. There are different options to choose from to fit your budget. I'll give you the number here in a second. And if you call, you can get a price within 2 minutes. Maybe now is the perfect time to make the switch and start saving. Here you go. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
The defense for fallen R&B star R. Kelly has rested in the singer's federal trial in Chicago. Before the side finished, Kelly's co-defendant and former business manager, Daryl McDavid, ended 3 days on the stand. He testified to his belief that Kelly did not abuse minors, then said he started to have doubts during the trial that started last month in New York. The two men have been charged with fixing Kelly's 2008 child pornography trial, at which Kelly was acquitted. An update on an incident where a Brigham Young University fan allegedly hurled a racial slur towards a Duke University volleyball player. That fan is in the clear, USA Radio's Tim Berg reports.
A fan is no longer banned from all BYU sporting events after an investigation found no evidence to support an alleged racist incident. The fan was initially banned after a Duke volleyball player claimed he shouted racial slurs during a game last month. BYU officials announced they found no evidence to back the allegation after reviewing all security footage and talking with over 50 people in attendance. The university said the investigation was as thorough as possible, and they invite anyone with evidence contrary to the findings to speak up. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Iga Swiatek was crowned the women's champion at the U.S. Open in Queens, New York, defeating Ons Jabeur in 2 matches. Online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns.
I was 53, divorced, and ready to get back out there. I was unsure about dating sites, but I signed up for Silver Singles and quickly met Lily.
Mark and Lily rediscovered the romance they deserve on Silver Singles, the secure dating site for 50-plus singles who know what they want.
Lily's a lover of the great outdoors, like me, and we instantly connected over it.
If you're like Mark and want to rediscover that feeling, sign up today at silversingles.com/chat. That's silversingles.com/chat.